We have seized this opportunity to organize this international conference in Bolivia on the auspicious occasion of the agenda. First of all, I would like to pay homage to the president of the director of Presidency College, Joe Biederman. Since many years he has been doing conference on Bhagavad-gita on this
because
of his state of health, which is not so good. This year he hasn't planned so, at the Mauritius Sanatana Temple Federation, together with MGI RTI, we have decided to hold this function to mark the occasion.
Mahatma Gandhi Institute, Rabindranath Institute of
Bhagavad Gita, we can say is one of the most well-known scriptures from Hinduism. Ramayana is well-known throughout the world, where especially there is a Indian diaspora, but Bhagavad Gita is not so widespread around the world.
The Ramayana worldwide spreading as a Gita.
So we think that starting from today, the Sanatana Dharma Temple Federation will always hold this conference every time when there is a Gita Jayanti. The Sanatana Dharma Temple Federation has usually been doing all the functions that we have to do normally. We organize the festival, the rest, but since some time we have decided to do more functions, Recently we have started a Ayurvedic center. We are planning to do more activities in the near future in the future and for the whole and the distressed as well. So let me thank you for your presence here today at this conference. You have taken out some of your precious time to attend this conference. I thank you very much and hope you will enjoy this conference. We have brought to you some lectures of a very high caliber. Hope you will benefit from the lectures today. And I hope you will enjoy the conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow Pranamji, छोटे लेकिन बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण भाषण के बाद मैं प्रार्थना करूंगा महात्मा गांधी संस्थान और रविन्द्रनाथ टैगोर इंस्टीट्यूट के चेयरमैन और इसको अकादमी हमारे बीच में है आपके संदेश के लिए उनके आते हुए आपको बता दूं कि जब से हमने इस कॉन्फ्रेंस की बात कही तब से हमें पूरा सहयोग उनका प्राप्त हुआ है तो प्रार्थना करूंगा हमारे बीच में आकर उनका संदेश रहे अभी अकादमी आपके साथ
Mahatma Gandhi Institute Chairman, Sri Dakshakam, Rovin Dwaraka, Namala Rovin Dwaraka.
His Holiness Kridanti Swami Narayan, Honorable Anandesh, Minister of Public Infrastructure, Transport and Shipping, our Chief Guest for today's function on the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Sundar Dalaman, Chairman, Mauritius Sanatana Dharma Temple Federation, Professor T.K. Arya, Eminent Scholar on Spirituality from Delhi, India, Sri Raghunath Diyal, main speaker in our conference, Professor Narasimha Rao Acharya, Eminent Scholar on Sanskrit and Philology from the University of Madras, President members of the Mauritius Sanatana Dharma Temple Association, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is in fact a real honor and also a privilege for me to welcome you all at the auditorium of the Rabindranath Tagore Institute. I think that this auditorium bearing the name of Gurudev is the most appropriate place to hold a conference on Bhagavad Gita. As we know, the influence that the Gita has had on Rabindranath Tagore as well as on Mahatma Gandhi. I associate myself with the Mauritius Sanatana Dharma Temple Federation. Once again, welcome all of you to our international conference on the Bhagavad Gita. For myself, I'll simply try to situate the context of the Bhagavad Gita to pave the way so that speakers after me will be able to go in depth and try to analyze the multi-dimensional meaning and significance embodied in the Bhagavad Gita. When we try to situate the Bhagavad Gita, we move back 5,000 years ago. The scene is a battlefield at the Kurukshetra in India. A child bearing a chariot and archer sits between the opposing palaces of two mighty armies. The battle which is about to begin is an inevitable climax of years of political intrigue. It is a fratricidal war to determine who will be by the throne. Riders with Yudhishthir, who is the elder son of the dead King Pandu, and the rightful heir, or his creature cousin, Duryodhana, who is trying to usurp the kingdom. Count shells, bugles, and drums sound as the huge military forces poised for battle. From his chariot, between the armies, the archer, Arjun, beholds the soldiers on the enemy side, many of whom are his own relatives. And he becomes so overwhelmed with compassion and familial affection that he gets into a state of total confusion. And in a state of total confusion, any individual is unable to decide the course of action. Weeping, he lays down his weapons and refuses to fight. It is at this point in time that the Bhagavad Gita begins. Arjuna humbled himself before his chariot fire. Who we learn is no ordinary charioteer, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Lord Krishna. Accepting Lord Krishna as his spiritual master, Arjuna asked for his help in a moment of crisis. And for 1 hour, the world stands still as the Lord instructs Arjuna. And subsequently, all mankind, at the same time, in the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. Well, as I just stated, the Bhagavad Gita, as we call it, is the song from God, which has survived and remained alive for so many centuries. And today, the Bhagavad Gita is like the sun, shining forever. It is not a sacred talisman of dream meant for a particular faith or a class of people. Not at all sacred talisman referring to one group of people belonging to one faith. It belongs to the whole of humanity. It is the song of God meant for the enlightenment of us all. Bhagavad Gita is an essence of all Vedic literature. Veda means knowledge, and Lord Krishna, the original knower of the Vedas, is the author of the Bhagavad Gita. By studying this transcendental literature, we are learning from Krishna himself. Krishna declares in the Gita that he who studies this sacred conversation worships me by his intelligence. Though first spoken long ago, Bhagavad Gita remains a very vital today. It is not sentimental, but it is practical. A handbook of wisdom for our troubled times. Arjuna was experiencing many difficulties on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Today, we are likewise burdened with many serious problems. War, poverty, pollution, greed are everywhere, and day by day getting worse. This is an age of anxiety. We call ourselves in this new millennium to be in the world of modernity, to be in the world where we have reached the height of development. But in spite of that, on the face of the vast majority of the people in the world, what we notice is anxiety, stress. And when we go deep into the Bhagavad Gita, we find the solution to all the problems facing the world. If a person is interested in increasing his own happiness and that of society at large, the Gita can show him the way. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to take us from the darkness of ignorance to the light of knowledge in order to illustrate us from darkness to ignorance. We have from our civilization such illumination. Why do we keep us away from such illumination of the Bhagavad Gita? And that is why, along with the Mauritius Sanatana Dharma Temple Federation, the Mahatma Gandhi Institute and the Rabindranath Tagore Institute, to mark the Gita Day, we have organized this conference. And we have just been hoping that we will continue with it as an annual activity with the objective of bringing this illumination to more more people so that this illumination can enlighten more and more people in our country, bring happiness to more and more of our brothers and sisters, and take them on the path of righteousness. So with these few words, brothers and sisters, and ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your kind attention, and I wish good deliberation during this conference, and I wish all of you will go out here and live. Thank you.
Είναι ο λεγό τη Κύπα και η Κύπη τη Λέξη. Αν όχι, η Ελλάδα έχει κάνει सरल विषय रहा है. इन्होंने बहुत अध्ययन किया इस पर. तो मैं प्रार्थना करूंगा आज हमारे बीच में हमारे शिक्षक जाएंगे अपना संदेश के लिए और आज इसी लोग आदर के लिए कार्य करने के लिए.
फांसी के फंदे पर झूलने वाले लोग
कानों को हथेली परख कर चलने वाले लोग भी गीता से प्रभावित हुए थे. ये है गीता की बात. एंड द मैसेज ऑफ गीता वॉज डिलीवर्ड इन द बैटलफील्ड ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र. कुरुक्षेत्र इज नॉट ए जस्टी प्लेस इन द विसिनिटी ऑफ दिल्ली, बट कुरुक्षेत्र सिंबलाइज द हार्ट ऑफ मैन वेयर द सेटल बिटवीन गुड एंड बैड कंटिन्यू डे एंड नाइट. Kauravas were 100 in number, and they represent the negative tendencies in the heart of man, whereas the Pandavas represent the positive tendencies in the heart of man. Lord Krishna has been successful in bringing religion from the slope of Himalayas, from the mountain gate, from within the temple, and from the banks of the Ganges down to the battlefield of life. Because if religion is to be lived, it should be lived in our houses, it should be lived at the marketplace, it should be lived in the polling booths, in parliament, in schools, colleges, in the fields. And when I am standing here in Rabindranath Tagore Institute, that reminds me of this beautiful poem of Rabindranath, who says in Gitanjali, "Leave this chanting, singing and telling of thee, whom dost thou worship, whom dost thou worship in that dark, lonely place, corner of a temple with all the doors shut. Open thine eyes and see that thy God is not before thee. He is there where the tiller is tilling up the hard land, where the path maker is pressing stone. He is there in sun and in shower, and his garment is covered with dust." So even in Gitanjali, the same song, which has been interpreted by Rabindranath Tagore, "Given to Shandhar, their life is a struggle. Given to Chunauti, their life is a competition. Given Ranchetra, their life is a battlefield." Aur iska samna karna hai. Iska samna karna hoga, ladai karni hogi. Shandhar sab tak chalta hai, jab tak saans chalegi. Bhagna nahi, kat kar samna karna. This is a message of Lord Krishna in the Gita. Sansar ko chodo nahi, sansar ko samjho. Don't leave the world, don't run away, try to understand the world. Sansar ko choro nahi, sansar ko samjho. Sansar mein baso, basna theek hai, phaso nahi, phasna theek nahi hai. Jago, jagna theek hai, bhago nahi, bhagna theek nahi. Shandhar karo jeevan mein, anyay se, atyachar se, ahankar se, alasya se, abhav se. Shandhar karo, laro chudrata se, chotepan se, durbalta se, laro. So ekdam Mahatma Dhanopal for Krishna karta hai Arjun se, and out of the five brothers, Krishna delivered the message of Gita to Arjun. If the Raja was to encourage war, he should have picked up him who was thirsting for war since so many years. But he didn't do that. If the Raja was an indication of Dharma, he should have chosen Yudhishthir, because Yudhishthir was an embodiment of Dharma. But Krishna neither chose Yudhishthir, nor did he choose him. Krishna accepted Arjuna because there was too much of animal inferiority in him, too much of animal instinct in him. He was thirsting to drink the blood of Dushasan. So how can the message of Gita be given to somebody who is below the human level, animalistic instinct, thinking of drinking the blood of somebody? If, on the other hand, he did not deliver the message to Yudhishthir because he was an embodiment of Dharma, Yud means war. It means he who can maintain evenness of mind even in the thick of the fight. जो स्थिरता को कायम रख सकता है उसे युधिष्ठिर कहते हैं, क्योंकि धर्म का अवतार था. So why should we give the message of Gita to somebody who is already established in धर्म? On the other hand, Arjun means simple, सरल. Arjun means श्वेत सफेद. हमें भी सरल होना है जीवन में, काफी निर्माण कर सकते हैं एक अच्छे समाज का, एक अच्छे देश का, एक अच्छे राष्ट्र का, एक अच्छे विश्व का. That's why he chose Arjuna. हमें दुर्योधन नहीं बनना है. दुर्योधन का मतलब है जो बुरी तरह से डरता है. हमें धृतराष्ट्र नहीं बनना है. धृतराष्ट्र का मतलब है जो राष्ट्र को पकड़ा हुआ है, जो राजा नहीं राजा बन बैठा है, जो संसार में कब्जा जताने की कोशिश करता है. That is the meaning of धृतराष्ट्र. But we have to become like Arjun. He symbolizes the common man with all human qualities. He symbolizes the disillusioned youth. He symbolizes that youth who feels his hopes are shattered, his visions are derided, his ambitions are thwarted. He represents that youth. And Krishna, Arjuna, requests Krishna to make the chariot and place it in the middle of the two armies so that he can have a look at those with whom he will fight. And Krishna, like a good chariot here, bring the chariot in the middle of the two armies. And only one sentence Krishna speaks in the Gita, in chapter 1 of the Gita. Behold, who are all the gurus gathered together. And Arjuna cast a glance at those places whom he has involved in the battle. And to his utter surprise, he finds that all those who are standing against him of his own peace and king, he finds grandfathers, fathers, maternal uncles, cousins, brothers, nephews, sons, son-in-laws, his own reverse teachers, grandfathers, arrayed against him, and on looking at these things, his composure breaks down. His composure breaks down, his limbs fail him, his body burns over, and his hair stands on end, the Gandhiva goes fixed from his hand. His mouth is fast, his voice is stuck in his throat, and he says, "My Lord, I am not going to fight." He is practicing words of wisdom and the behavior of Arjuna. Look at his behavior. He was an unconquerable soldier warrior. He was a matchless warrior. He had killed innumerable enemies in the battlefield. He had even defeated Lord Shiva in the guise of a hunter, and Lord Shiva had blessed him, but he had never felt so miserable in his life. His behavior is just like that of a judge who has been passing death sentence on criminals, but when he finds his own son standing in front of him accused of murder, then he speaks against capital punishment. So Arjuna, this is an Arjuna disease, which Swami Chinmaya in his book says, this Arjuna disease is a universal disease. This is what we call program phobia. To take things and happenings as programs, were in fact there or not. Arjuna is physically shattered, he has welled up in his eyes, he's mentally blasted, he's carried away by emotions and he's intellectually stunned, carried away by dejection. And you know, it's a leader who does better. Society that follows him also trails his master to this damnation and despair. Arjuna is a proficient soldier, he becomes temporarily inefficient due to mental dejection. And achievements are not the results of proficiency alone. Achievements are the rewards of efficiency. If gathered knowledge, make up proficiency, ability to put that into action is what we call efficiency. Unfortunately, the proficient Arjuna, he becomes temporarily inefficient. And Arjuna believes that death puts an end to all living beings. Like all of us, we believe death puts an end to all living beings. And he's scared that the noble souls of Bhishma-Pitamaha, the noble souls of Drona, who perish along in the battlefield, along with their bodies, he fought like that, like a common man. These people are worthy of worship. They are venerable beings. They are the pride of the nation. They are the glorious flowers in the garden of the culture. How can he fall his hands by killing these people? It is better to him. It is better for him to live on the bread of beggary than to soil his hands to the blood of his river being. He decides not to fight. It is here that the Lord comes in, that you are grieving over things which you should not. You are grieving over things, Arjuna, which you should not, for the wise grieve neither for the living nor for the dead. And never was there a time, never was there a time when you and I were not Arjuna, nor will there ever be a time when we will cease to exist. Aisa koi samay nahi tha jab tu aur main nahi tha, aur aisa samay bhi nahi aayega jab tu aur main nahi rahenge. Dehi nusmin yatha dehi yoganam govaram jara. Just as we move from childhood to youth and from youth to old age, similarly the soul leaves one body and takes up another one. Vasam se girnani yatha vihaya. Arjun, just as we cast worn out clothes and replace them by new ones, similarly the soul leaves worn out bodies and take up new ones. Nainam chindanti sastrani nainam dahati pavakara. Arjun, the soul is such that fire cannot cut it. Fire cannot burn it. Vasant cannot cut it. Wind cannot dry it and water cannot wet it. It is beyond cutting, wetting and drying. Then what is the cause for lamentation? But even if you believe in the death and the birth of the soul, you should not grieve. Because he who takes birth has to go, and he who goes has to come back. So what is the cause for lamentation? Arjun, from the unknown you have come. To the unknown you will go. Only the middle part is known is manifest. We are one visible between two invisibles. Who we are, we were, we don't know. What will happen to us, we don't know, Arjun. But you and me, we have gone through many births. I know all of them. you know none of them. What is the message of Gita here of the Lord? The message is simple. The physical body, the physical form, just like the fruit of the tree, which ripens and falls by itself, must be given up. We are unwilling to die because we are unwilling to give up the fruit of our labor. But such fruit, Krishna says, should not cling to us, but it must freely fall out. Or else, like fish standing by the river choking its flow, it also impedes the progress of the soul towards eternity. The end of life is as natural as the beginning. So why do we rejoice over the one and weep over the other? Death is of birth, life is a rebirth of the same coin that we call existence. Besides this, as you are the soldier, and what is the duty of the soldier? Kshatriya. You have to fight, and you must be blessed because this war has come of its own. Not, you didn't demand for it, it has come of its own. But if you run away, people will think you are made to run away. You will fall in the eyes of those who help you in high esteem. They will scorn your cowardice, laugh at your inefficiency, fly your intelligence, and ridicule your valor. They will speak unspeakable words about me, about you. And for a man of honor, this honor is worth than death. So what do you prefer? But if you fight and you die, you will go to heaven because you have given up your body in performance of your duty. And if you kill, you will enjoy the path, the earth. And there is a divine call of Krishna. This is a divine call of Krishna to give up your melancholic deception and to face the realities of life. Come forward to live the game of life. Success and failure is not the issue. It is the spirit in which you act that puts the seed of duty in your life. Look at the call of Krishna. Tighten your belt. Roll up your sleeves, gird up your loins, and be prepared to face the challenges of life. Making pleasure and pain, heat and loss, victory and defeat the same. Perform action for the sake of action. You will not be intercede. Always maintain your mental equilibrium in all the different vicissitudes of life. If you go to the seaside, you don't know the art of swimming. You will be carried to the watery grave. Similarly, when you come to live life, you do not know the art of living. Life is a test for you. You come to live life, you go to the seaside, expect the sea to be without waves, it's foolishness. You come to live life and expect life to be without problems. Is nonsensical. Life is full of problems and it is bound to be so, otherwise life will not be worth living. And if life is a stormy sea at all the time, and it is so, we who have come to live life should know the art of living. We should not be scared by the rising waves, nor by the sinking one. We should know how to face it. Now in what attitude to fight? In what attitude to work, Krishna says, all of you know, karmandeva, dhikarastema, parisukhadachana, to action alone to have the right. To action to have the right, not to the fruit. Let not the fruit be your motive, nor should you be tied to inaction or doom. You know the child. The child prays for the joy of pain. The child prays for the joy of pain. Benefits of it, the child come by itself. The child does not know that the child prays, but I am doing a good thing, I am building up my body. The small kid does not know that. So similarly let us try to take a sense of pleasure in the work that we do. Let us not, while starting your work, just think of the end result of the end of the month's pay or of your promotion. Then what happens? You are not in the mood to work. So the child prays for the joy of being, benefits of the child come by itself. Similarly, let us try to perform our job and try to take a sense of pleasure in the job that we are performing. Tomorrow's harvest, to act is a right which is divinely bestowed upon us, but nature has not made us masters of the reward we see. Nature has not given us the prize. Tomorrow's harvest depends upon today's ploughing and sowing. But if for fear of bad weather, the farmer does not plough and sow today, then we won't have a good harvest tomorrow. The past is dead and buried, Krishna says. The future is not yet born. Then what should you think about the dead past and the unborn future? Live in the present and maximize the present as much as you can. If you think of the past, or if you think of the future, that a student in the examination hall, your present efficiency will get punctured. Therefore, Arjuna, perform action without attachment. Maintain your mental equilibrium. Samadhavan yoga uchayate. The evenness of mind is what we call yoga. I don't want to go on and on and on, but a few things I want to take it up. Then when Arjuna listens all this, he asks a beautiful question to Krishna. my Lord, then what are the qualities of a man of wisdom? Then Krishna answers that a man of steady wisdom is one who has given up the desires of the mind, who is established in the self and who is satisfied in the self. You know, when we have what vasanas in us, they crop up as desires, and these have to be curtailed and controlled is the highest thing to be attained. A man of steady wisdom is one who is above pleasure and pain, greed and loss, victory and defeat. Him to be called a man of steady wisdom. He neither hates anybody nor rejects anybody. And then Krishna gives an example. He says that the tortoise will draw its limbs at the approach of danger. So does a man of steady wisdom will draw his senses with him at the approach of the object. But Krishna says, Arjun, you know, the yearning is still there, the desire is still there. But that desire vanishes when you behold the supreme and wishing of God. But whatever we do, there is a journey. The senses drag people by force towards the slippery slope of moral degradation. That's why Mahatma Gandhi said, to conquer the subtle passion of my mind. To conquer the subtle passion of my mind seems to be harder than the physical conquest of the Everest by the might of arms. This is what Gandhi is saying. It's very easy for us to say, oh man, control your senses. This is why all scriptures are roaring, all religions are screaming, all poems are whispering, all letters are blabbering. But this is not easy. This is not easy to do because the mind is such. But the Lord gives us a clue as to how we can get it. The Lord says that having controlled the mind, keep focused on me. When you do that, that mind will be under control. You can achieve success in your life. To expose the mind to the quiet attitude of meditation of the Lord is to fuel the mind of ourselves. This is what Lord Krishna says. And there is a very interesting anecdote, allegory in the Gita, which is not clear, but in the Kathopanishad it is very clear. The body is a chariot, and the soul in the body, he is the lord of the chariot, sitting in the chariot. The intellect, the buddhi, is a charioteer, the driver. The mind symbolizes the race, the sea, and the senses symbolize the horses. And the road, that is the sense of death, and the mandir destination is the goal of Vishnu Paramam Padam. Now, if the senses are tired, if the horses are tired, the senses are tired, they will not see the road properly and they will dash the chariot. If the charioteer is dead drunk, because the charioteer has got a great role to play. Lord Krishna plays the role of a charioteer. Everything depends on the charioteer. If the charioteer is dead drunk, what happens? He will let loose the rein. The rein, that is the mind, and the entire body will break down. To Chasas, an intelligent driver, by intelligent manipulation of the rein, controls, guides the horses and leads them to the destination. So too, an intelligent person, a religious person, an intelligent person, by fully controlling the intellect, can bring his mind under control and safely reach his destination. But what happens normally? When you think of an object, a sense of attachment crops up. And when there is attachment, desire comes to get it. And when desire is not fulfilled, it leads to anger. So, when you think of an object, it leads to attachment. Attachment leads to desire. Desire leads to anger. Anger leads to delusion. Delusion leads to loss of memory. And loss of memory leads to your own destruction. That is what happens when there is a slip in self-control. You have not controlled it. But a man of self-control, he moves about tons of checks without any problem. Just like a Tito Taylor in front of thousands of bottles of whiskey, that's not making any difference to him. So a man of steady wisdom, he moves among objects without any problem. He is happy. He is content within himself. And the mind of such a man is so vast, so broad, so deep, that millions of desires will crop up, but none of them will overflow. Just like in the ocean, millions and millions of gallons of water enter the ocean every second, but the ocean never overflows. So similar is the case for a man of wisdom. But in our case, one glass of water and one drop more is overspilled and destroys us completely. Lord Krishna, the last point I want to take, that then when Arjuna listens to all this, he is very confused. On one side you are talking of desireless action, on the other side you are talking of a man of perfection or a man of steady wisdom. My Lord, what is this? If desire is higher than action, why are you complaining me to do such a horrible action? You are talking about the man of wisdom, the man established in perfection. Then the Lord explains to Arjuna, there are two ways open to man. One is the way of action and one is the way of wisdom. One is the path of knowledge, one is the path of action. Because there are two types of people in the world. One is active and active type, another one is passive and meditative type. So I have described those. But by running away from your responsibility, you cannot attain the state of actionlessness. What is the meaning of actionlessness? Very difficult to understand. Arjuna thought that he would go to the Himalayas and perform penance and out of it. But this is not the case. By running away from the responsibilities, you must attain actionlessness. Actionlessness is a state. It means that intense activity means no activity at all. So much you are involved in the job, selflessly, and so much of pleasure you get in performing your job, you don't feel like you are doing any job. Just like you are breathing, if you become conscious that I am breathing and my heart is beating, you are tired and exhausted within half an hour. This is a fact. So let life be like that. So much of intense activity we perform selflessly, we don't feel that we are performing activity. Let life be like that, you will attain the highest position. But don't think by running away, nor can you attain the highest full renunciation by renouncing everything. Because the Jew, nobody can remain without work, even for a single instant. Nature will contact you to work. Life is always active and positive. Life cannot be passive and negative. Krishna keeps on harping on this. Fear neither defeat nor should you fear to face humiliation. Work as long as you are alive. Expand to work. Try to come up to work. This is, and what spirit? The last point I want to make up. To what spirit you have to last to work? In the spirit of selflessness. Look at the universal law. The rivers flow, water wet, fire burns, trees bear fruit, not for their own sake, but for the sake of others. Similar to your action, you act in the yajna spirit. That is the last point. In the yajna spirit, you have to act. Krishna Gita mein kehta hai ki hame yaj ki bhanti karma karna chahiye. Yaj karna chahiye, yaj ki bhanti karma karna chahiye. Ahuti dete samay, om agraye swaha, agni ke liye hai. Idam agraye idam namam, mera nahi ye agni ke liye hai. Isliye parukar ke liye diya gaya karma, jan kalyan ke liye diya gaya karma, samast logon ke liye diya gaya karma, ko yaj kaha gaya hai. मनुष्य का होना तभी सीख है, कृष्ण कहता है, जब वह दे रहा है, बांटना सीख रहा है, इसी का नाम जिंदगी है. यह जीवन का वह सत्य है जिसे कृष्ण यश कहता है, उसे कृष्ण यश कहता है. बांटने से स्वाद बढ़ जाता है, अकेले खाने से स्वाद नहीं आता, इसलिए बच्चा साथ बैठकर खाना चाहता है. खुशी बांटो खुशी बढ़ जाता है, सुख बांटो दुख बांटो दुख हल्का हो जाता है, और दुखी के साथ रहने से दुखी का मनोबल बढ़ जाता है. किसान एक दाना बोता है, सौ दाना पाता है, थोड़ा जो अन्य गुना वापस मिल जाए. देवता किसी से लेता नहीं, कृष्ण कहता है, लेकिन फिर भी किसी ने अर्पण कर दिया तो सौ गुना आपको वापस मिलता है. यही सृष्टि की सबसे विचित्र चीज है. यज्ञोदय विष्णु है, जिसका नाम ही विष्णु है. समाज की सहायता से कृष्ण कहता है गीता में, समाज की सहायता से कमाते हो, समाज को लौटाते नहीं हो. और जो समाज के द्वारा कमाता है, अपने लिए कमाता है, वे कुछ पापी है, कुछ पाप खाता है. जो सुखी ये कृष्ण कहता है, बांट कर खाने का नाम यज है, सेवा का नाम यज है, परोपकार का नाम यज है. धन प्रयोग करने से पहले आहुति दो, धन प्रयोग करने से पहले भोग लगाओ. भूखा नंगा द्वार में आ गया, कुछ न कुछ दो, नहीं तो जो पाप खाता है वह रोग बनकर, विवाद बनकर, तनाव बनकर, पाप कलह बनकर, संताप बनकर जीवन में उभर आता है. और कृष्ण जी की गुड एग्जाम्पल, दिस इज लुक एट मी अर्जुन, आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग टू डू इन दिस वर्ल्ड, स्टिल आई एम इन्वॉल्व इन वर्ल्ड, बिकॉज इफ आई विल नॉट वर्क आई विल नॉट एक्ट, बिकॉज मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल इन द वर्ल्ड आर इमिटेटर्स, दे विल स्टार्ट इमिटेटिंग मी, एंड व्हेन देयर इज नो एक्शन देयर इज डिस्ट्रक्शन. सो आई एंड अप बाय सेइंग दैट टुडे ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ गीता जयंती दैट वी हैव टू ले एम्फसिस ऑन एक्शन. And at the same time, selfless and desirous action, how we have to work, this is what the Lord has taught us, because we are living in a world where ups and downs, we are from the morning, day and night, we are involved in all types of tensions, and if you want to lead a truly peaceful life, I think that is the only message that the Lord has given, that trust me, सर्वे धर्मं परित्यज्य मामेकां शरणं व्रज इस सबको त्यागते हुए निकट मेरे को मन मंदिर में बिठाते हुए तुम अपना काम करो. दिस वन अनाउंसमेंट आई वुड लाइक टू मेक दैट early 1930s there was a book which was a translation of Gita from Sanskrit to English, not by a Hindu, but by an outsider, a Scottish in Mauritius, and Mr. Prahalad Ramcharan, he was the one who made the research and brought out the book. He re-edited the book, and in that book I have seen that he has mentioned in the introductory note that in Mauritius for Satyagraha Prakash, for propagation of Satyagraha Prakash, Ajay Samaj is doing a very good job. And secondly, for Ramayana, propagation of Ramcharitmanas and Ramayana, the Ramayana Cultural Center is doing a marvelous work. There is not a single institution which is thinking about the Gita. And as you have said, Gita is a summary of the whole of Hinduism. So he has proposed that there be a Gita first, and voluntarily, but I request Mr. Dasaman to think about it and to give it a concrete shape. But he has himself made the first step. All of us know that ब्राह्मीण को दान नहीं देता है तो ब्राह्मण है, इतने पुस्तकें लिखे है ये तो शिक्षक है, लेकिन खुद ये दान देना चाहता है अपनी तरफ से. एंड यू आर ऑफर 10,000 रुपीज फॉर द क्रिएशन ऑफ गीता सर. आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक यू वेरी मच एंड आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक ब्राह्मण टू कीप इट दैट रियली देयर ही एफर्ट एंड एट लीस्ट वी कैन थ्रू दैट ट्रस्ट वी कैन रीच to the nook and corners of the country and to all our students in particular, we can try to spread the message of the Gita. Once again, I would like to thank the President of the Mauritius Sanatan Dharma Temple Federation and at the same time the RTI-DGI Council who have collaborated together to sort out such a Mahayagna today. Thank you very much. धन्यवाद देते हैं मंत्री जी को. जैसे भी बताया गया, मॉरिशस के वरिष्ठ लेखक श्री प्रहलाद रामचरण जी ने पुनः लिखा भागवत गीता पर, और उस पुस्तक का लॉन्चिंग हमारे मिनिस्टर जी कर रहे हैं श्री दत्तवत जी और आरटीआई के चेयरमैन रविंद्र. वेरी गुड अनाउंसमेंट फॉर द गीता ट्रस्ट. हम मंत्री जी को और भाई रामचरण जी को धन्यवाद देते हैं इसके बारे में. एंड वी एज द मॉरिशस सनातन धर्म कॉर्पोरेशन वी अर्श यू टू फॉलो यू और ये भी आशा है कि आप लोग भी हमारे साथ रहेंगे. भाई बहनों, भाई अनिल बेचू जी ने अभी जितनी भागवत गीता पर कही, अगर उन सबको हम नोट कर लेंगे तो मैं समझता हूँ कि मॉरिशस ने आज एक अलग सी भगवत गीता का समुदाय आप कर पाएंगे, यही हमारा लक्ष्य है. इस कॉन्फ्रेंस को लेकर हमारे बीच में आज जैसे पूर्व में बताया गया कि कितने बड़े बड़े लोग, कितने उच्च कोटि के लेक्चरर दुनिया भर से यहां पर आए हैं, हम उनको अभी चुनेंगे. लेकिन अभी मैं प्रार्थना करूंगा हमारे बीच में ही पंडित चिरंजीव स्वामी डी के नारायण जी आएंगे हमारे बीच में, जिन्होंने भगवद गीता पर बहुत ही खोज किया हुआ है, रिसर्च वर्क किया हुआ है और उनका 100 से ज्यादा पब्लिकेशन इस विषय में रहा है. हमारे सौभाग्य के बाद किरणजी स्वामी वी के नारायण के हमारे बीच में है और आज दर्शन के रूप में, आशीर्वाद के रूप में हमारे बीच में आए स्वामी
जी. ये फोटो डालना है एखन दिवन के पर दिवन अभी देंगे कि लेक्चर के बाद देंगे लेक्चर के बाद After class. Okay. Move this.
एक प्रार्थना कृपया स्वामी जी क्षमा करें. मैं मॉरिशस सनातन धर्म कॉर्पोरेशन के मंत्री भाई सोमचंद्र चौधरी से प्रार्थना करूंगा एक पुष्पमाला से स्वामी जी को स्वागत करें. भाई सोमचंद्र चौधरी जी, महान व्यक्ति को हमारे देश में पा रहे हैं, उनके आशीर्वाद हम सब पर बढ़े हैं, उनसे प्रार्थना करिए. लेकिन हमारे स्वामी जी
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य आज बड़ी खुशी हो रही है कि मैं इस विद्वत सभा में गीता जयंती के अवसर पर कुछ दो शब्द बोलने के लिए निमंत्रित हूं। मेरे लिए समय भी बहुत कम है, केवल 15 मिनट में है। जैसा भी हो मैं कुछ बोलने की चेष्टा करूंगा। विशेष करके यहाँ के अधिकांश निवासी फिजी हैं, फिजी वाले
नहीं,
भारत के
बिहार
प्रांत के भोजपुर संबंधित रहने वाले, और मेरा जन्म पढ़ाई लिखाई इत्यादि खास भोजपुर में गंगा के किनारे हुई, इसलिए मुझे हिंदी बोलने में भी आनंद होता है कि आप लोग समझ सकेंगे। भगवान के अवतार जगत गुरु श्रील कृष्ण द्वैपायन वेद व्यास इस ग्रंथ के प्रणेता हैं, रचयिता हैं। उन्होंने एक विशाल ग्रंथ महाभारत की रचना की। उसी महाभारत के अंतर भीष्म पर्व के प्रारंभ से 42 अध्याय तक 18 अध्याय में गीता है। गीता क्यों प्रकट हुई, कृष्ण ने गीता को जगत में क्यों प्रकाश किया, गीता उपनिषद एक है और सब जितने भी उपनिषद हैं उनका सार संकलन इस भगवत गीतोपनिषद में किया गया। कहा गया है सर्व उपनिषदों गाओ दुग्धा गोपाल नंदन पार्थो सुधीर भुक्ता गीतामृतम महत्। सारे उपनिषद वेद उपनिषद ये सब गाये हैं, गायों को दूहने वाले स्वयं भगवान श्री कृष्ण हैं। पाथ बछड़े के रूप में है किंतु सारे जगत के लिए ये गीता अमृत के समान है, उपलब्ध है। सारे जगत के कल्याण के लिए ही गीता को उन्होंने दिया। एक विशेष बात है, अर्जुन कृष्ण के नित्य परिकर हैं, उनको माया मोहन जगत का नहीं हो सकता, उनको संदेह भी नहीं हो सकता, किंतु कृष्ण ने इस विद्या को देने के लिए, ब्रह्म विद्या को देने के लिए, प्रेमा भक्ति देने के लिए जगत में उन्होंने उनको प्रेरणा देकर के प्रश्न पूछवाया कि जगत का कल्याण कैसे होगा। अभी हमारे पूर्व वक्ता ने बतलाया था, सबसे पहले परमार्थ में ये है कि हम शरीर नहीं है। शरीर आजकल न परसों बूढ़ा होगा, विश्व के सारे डॉक्टर और साइंटिस्ट मिलकर के भी इसको रोक 1 मिनट के लिए नहीं सकते और अंत में मृत्यु हो जाएगी। किंतु ये समझना चाहिए मृत्यु किसकी होगी, जीवात्मा की मृत्यु नहीं होगी। हम जीवात्मा है, पार्ट और पार्सल ऑफ भगवान हैं। ममई वंशो जीव लोके जीव भूत सनातन
भगवान का भी भिन्नांशी ये जीव है, कभी भगवान में मिलकर के एक नहीं होगा, बल्कि वो ज्ञान प्राप्त करके कृष्ण को पा करके प्रेमा भक्ति पा करके गोलोक वृंदावन में कृष्ण की नित्य सेवा करेगा। ऐसे जगह में जाएगा न निवर्तन्ते जद धाम परमम
जद गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते तद धाम
परमम, वहां से लौट करके आना नहीं होता है, वहीं पर। गीता का मूल तात्पर्य यह था। विशेष करके एक बात मैं कहना चाहता हूं, यह शास्त्रों ने कहा है कि यदि भागवत को समझना है तो ये सबसे पहले स्थिर करो जे कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान इसके वक्ता है, उन्होंने जो कुछ कहा वो सत्य परम सत्य कहा, उसमें तनिक भी कहीं झूठ नहीं है। इसका जो श्रवण करके पालन करेंगे या दूसरों को भी शिक्षा देंगे उनका परम कल्याण नित्य सिद्धि इसकी होगी। विशेष करके हमारे देश में कृष्ण ने स्वयं कहा मत्तः परतरम नन्नत किंति अस्ति धनंजय, मुझसे पढ़कर के कोई परतत्व है ही नहीं है। मत्तः सर्वान् प्रवर्तते, मुझसे ही सब कुछ उत्पन्न होते हैं। राम निसिंह कल्कि वामन इत्यादि जितने भी अवतार हैं सब कृष्ण से ही उत्पन्न होता है, भागवत इसके प्रमाण है। एते चांस कलापुंस कृष्णस्तु भगवान सा, कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान। इसलिए पहले ये समझ करके धारणा करनी चाहिए कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान है। अर्जुन को एक बहाना मात्र बतलाकर उनसे प्रश्न पूछते हैं, समय के अनुसार गीता एक ऐसी ग्रंथ है जिसमें सर्वकालीन सर्वज्ञानी और ज्ञानी जितनी भी समस्याएं जगत में हो सकती हैं सबका समाधान इसमें मिल सकता है। केवल एक ही काल के लिए गीता नहीं है, अनादि अनंत और सनातन ये गीता है। हमारे यहाँ देश में गीता का बड़ा आदर है, बाहर में भी आदर है। इसका गीता का शंकराचार्य का नाम आप लोग जानते हैं, शंकराचार्य आनंदगिरी मधुसूदन सरस्वती आदि ने इसकी प्रसिद्ध टीकाएं की हैं, ये बड़ी प्रसिद्ध है। साथ ही साथ में रामानुजाचार्य ने मध्वाचार्य ने श्रीधर स्वामी ने इसकी टीकाएं की हैं। आनंदगिरी शंकराचार्य की ये ग्रंथ जो है टीकाएं हैं वो कुछ सत्य को छिपाकर अद्वैत बात जीव ही ब्रह्म है, अहम सर्वम खलु इदम अहम ब्रह्मास्मि प्रज्ञानम ब्रह्म इत्यादि की शिक्षा दिया। गीता के भी अर्थ को तोड़ मड़ोड़ कर उन्होंने अद्वैत बात सिद्धि करने के लिए लगाया, उनके संप्रदाय के और लोगों ने भी, किंतु रामानुज मध्वाचार्य और श्रीधर स्वामी ने इसकी भक्ति परक व्याख्या की। इसमें एक विशेष बात है कि हम लोग अचिंत भेदा भेद आचार्य के पीढ़ी में हम लोग आए हैं। हम लोगों का यह विचार है या हमारे संप्रदाय का या भक्तों का जो रामानुज मध्व इत्यादि का, यदि समय हो जाएगा तो हमें याद करा देंगे। तो हमारे संप्रदाय में अचिंत भेद अभेद में श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर और श्री बलदेव विद्याभूषण ये बड़े बड़े आचार्य हो गए हैं। उन्होंने गीता पर जो टीका लिखी है उसी में से ही कुछ मैं बोल रहा हूं। ये गीता हमने पहले बतलाया कि कृष्ण ने बतलाया माम एव जे प्रपद्यन्ते, मेरी ही जो उपासना करेगा उसी का उद्धार होगा। ते अपि माम एव कौन्ते वा, हे कौन्ते, जो लोग मेरे ही प्रपन्न होंगे उनका ही कल्याण होगा। और सर्वधर्मान प्रत्यज्य माम एकम शरणम प्रज, माम एकम, तीन बार क्यों, माम एकम माम एकम माम एकम, हरे नाम एव केवलम, कलौ नास्तेव नास्तेव नास्तेव, तीन बार कहा गया है। अर्थात ध्रुव सत्य परम सत्य यह है। इस गीता में विशेष करके गुह्य सदसाधारण ज्ञान, गुह्य ज्ञान, गुह्यतर ज्ञान, गुह्यतम ज्ञान और सर्वगुह्यतम ज्ञान बतलाया गया। इसमें से साधारण ज्ञान, मैं जीवात्मा हूं, मैं भगवान का विभिन्न अंश हूं, मेरा कभी मृत्यु और जन्म नया नहीं है। गुह्य ज्ञान ब्रह्म ज्ञान, मैं ब्रह्म जातीय वस्तु हूं किंतु मैं आंशिक रूप में ब्रह्म के समारोह हमारे गुण इत्यादि है। और भगवत ज्ञान परमात्मा ज्ञान, सबके हृदय में परमात्मा एक होते हुए भी सब प्राणियों के हृदय में है। भगवत ज्ञान, कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान है, एते चान सकुला पुंस कृष्ण तु भगवान स्वयं, ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह, अनादि रादि गोविंद सर्व कारण कारण, उनका कोई आदि नहीं है। ओहो भाग्यम महो भाग्यम नंद गोप ब्रजौ शाम जनमित्रम परमानंदम पूर्ण ब्रह्म सनातन, कृष्ण परम पूर्ण ब्रह्म है, ये समस्त शास्त्र कहते हैं। केवल वही नहीं, देवर्षि नारद, असित, देवल, व्यासदेव, सुखदेव गोस्वामी, सभी ने उनको ये माना है कि ये स्वयं भगवान है। इसलिए जो जो कृष्ण जो गीता कह रहे हैं जगत कल्याण के लिए, इसको सुन करके समझ करके लोग भव सागर को पार कर सकते हैं। विशेष करके समय कम है इसलिए संक्षेप में बतला रहा हूं। अभी जो सर्वगुह्य तमम बतलाया वो श्लोक कहा गया है, मनमना भव मद भक्तो मदयाजी मांग नमस्कुरु। और तात्पर्य इसका ये है, मनमना भव, अपना मन हमको दे दो, हम में तुम तन्मय हो जाओ। हमारे टीकाकारों ने इसका उदाहरण दिया, ब्रज में एक नवेली स्त्री अभी विवाह हुआ, नंदगांव में आई, कृष्ण के संबंध में बहुत कुछ सुना था, उनकी अद्भुत अद्भुत कथाओं को, किंतु आज तक देखा नहीं था। वो कृष्ण को दर्शन करना चाहती थी निकट से। एक दिन कृष्ण गौओं को लेकर, बछड़ों को लेकर गोचारण के लिए जा रहे थे। कृष्ण तो सब अंतर्जामी हैं, वो जान गए कि ये नवेली, ये लड़की मुझे निकट से दर्शन करना चाहती है। उसने एक बछड़े का पूंछ थोड़ा सा पकड़ लिया, वो दौड़ता हुआ ठीक जहां वो खड़ी थी वहीं पर उपस्थित होगा। कृष्ण ने अपनी बंसी उसके ठोड़ी में लगा दी और चले गए। उसके सास ने पहले कहा था, कहां जा रही हो? कृष्ण का दर्शन करने। मत जाओ, काला सर्प डस देगा। उसने कहा, जब तुम्हारी बेटी और सब लोग यहाँ के लोग क्यों जा रहे हैं? मैं तो जाऊंगी किसी प्रकार, तो देखो तुमको जरूर काला सर्प डस देगा। तो वो मानी नहीं, चली गई। तो कृष्ण ने उसके छोड़ी में अपनी बंसी स्पर्श दे करके चली गई। कृष्ण ने उसका चित्त हरण कर लिया, वो एकदम मनमना भव हो गई। अब उसको अपना पराया कुछ ध्यान नहीं रहा, खड़ी की खड़ी रह गई। कुछ दिन में उसकी सास आई, मैंने कहा था ना जो काला सर्प डस देगा, तूने मानी नहीं, आखिर काट ही दिया। उसने उसके घर सिर के ऊपर में घड़ा, उसके ऊपर में घड़ा, उसके ऊपर में एक और घड़ा। ब्रज में ऐसी ही रीतियां हैं, वहां की महिलाएं एक दो तीन घड़े लेकर के चलती हैं, जल भर करके घर में लाती हैं। और एक हाथ में डोल बाल्ची दे दी और एक लड़के को छोटा सा बच्चा उसकी गोदी में दे दी, जाओ कुएं से पानी भर के लाओ। कुएं पर गई, घड़े को रखा, बच्चे को रखा और रस्सी ली, ध्यान तो है नहीं। उसने गले लड़के के गले में वो रस्सी डाल दी। इतने में एक ने कहा, अरे इसको तो भूत लग गया, नहीं तो बच्चे के गले में रस्सी डालेगी। किसी ने कहा कि नहीं, इसको भूत नहीं, नंद का पुत लगा है। पुत माने बेटा, इसके अंदर में ऐसा प्रवेश कर गया है कि उसको शुद्ध बुद्धि नहीं रही। यह है मनमना भव। मदभक्तो, मदभक्त माने अम्बरीश महाराज, प्रहलाद महाराज, विशेष करके बिल्व मंगल। कहानी लंबी हो जाएगी इसलिए मैं संक्षेप में ही बतलाया, समय हो गया इसलिए संक्षेप में ही बतलाया। मनमना भव, मद भक्तो, मद याजी, हमारा जजन करो, अर्चन करो, मांग नमस्कुरु। तुम अर्जुन कहते हैं कि मैं इतना तो युद्ध में कर नहीं सकता, कोई और सरल सहज उपाय बतलाइए। अंत में उन्होंने कहा है नमस्कुरु, एक बार मुझे नमस्कार करके युद्ध में लग जाओ। नमस्कार माने क्या? न माने अहंकार, जितने शारीरिक हैं उसको निषेध करना, अहंकार को छोड़ करके भगवान के चरणों में शरणागत होना ही, ये नमस्कार का सबक। समय बहुत मैं बोल गया इसलिए क्षमा चाहता हूँ। आज यहीं तक अपना वक्तव्य समाप्त करता हूँ। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यता सिंधु
अपनी बातें रखी, समय कम है तो सबके लिए समय कम है। ज्ञान से इतने जोर से मार रहे हैं, इसलिए आज का कार्यक्रम जो है
भाषण मैंने सुना,
बहुत ही कार्यक्रम आपको बनाया गया है। अभी हम लोगों ने अभी उद्घाटन सत्र की होगा।